Well, let's keep right on going here on Gene Price's Country World. Bob Lumen, pretty ballad song. Best thing he's done in, gosh, since Come On Home and Sing the Blues to Daddy. Neither one of us.
It's sad to think that we're not gonna make it. And it's gotten to the point that we just can't fake it. But for some ungodly reason, we just won't let it die. I guess neither one of us wants to be the first to say goodbye. I keep wondering what I'll do without you. And I guess you must be wondering that same thing too. So we go on together, just living a lie. Because neither one of us wants to be the first to say goodbye. Every time I find the nerve to say that I'm leaving, oh, memories seem to get in my way. Saying goodbye, that's a simple word I never could say. There can be a way, this can have a happy ending, but we can't go on hurting and pretending. So let's convince ourselves to give it one more try. Because neither one of us wants to be the first to say goodbye.
That's Bob Lumen and a pretty song called Neither One of Us. They're big orchestrations, big sound in country music.
Yes, as you know, Wally Winston was playing harp on the session on that recording.
Is that right?
Yes, he tripped and fell through his harp.
I didn't know that, Leonard.
Yes, he's now recuperating in General Hospital in the room 1 through 72.
Well, thank you. We'll send him a card. Cards. Anyway, here we are, and this is Del Reeves. Oh, the old trucker's paradise right outside of San Bernardino.
There's a place called Trucker's Paradise, just south of San Perdue. And the drivers all stop in there for a laugh and a cup or two. There's a woman waiting tables, and I'll tell you, boy, she's nice. They call her the Fallen Angel at the Trucker's Paradise. She knows about the roads and the overloads and filling out those phony logs. And the story about the time when a tire caught a fire and burned up a truckload of hogs. If coffee goes up to a dollar a cup, I suppose we'll pay the price just to be with the Fallen Angel of Trucker's Paradise. No need to ask her what her name is, she won't say. But she's better off than most of us in tips and take-home pay. She used to be Miss Washington, almost Miss USA. Then a big producer from Hollywood led her astray. It turned out that he was married, and her heart turned cold as ice. And that's why they call her the Fallen Angel of Trucker's Paradise.
her what her name is, she won't say. She's better off than most of us in tips and take-home pay. She used to be Miss Washington, almost Miss USA. Then a big producer from Hollywood led her astray. It turned out he was married, and her heart turned cold as ice. And that's why they call her the fallen angel of trucker's paradise. And that's why they call her the fallen angel of trucker's paradise.
There's a man right there, Del Reeves, in Trucker's Paradise. One of, well, that's his latest song. It's not bad. Not bad. Written by a fellow by the name of Jerry Allison, who is a member of the great rock team Buddy Holly and the Crickets. That's his song he wrote. Anyway, let's see here. Willard, who's supposed to, who's going to come and help us out on the Consumer Protection Report?
Well, Bugs McGirt was out there. I think he's still. Hey, here we go.
Hey, Gene, good to see you, kid.
Bugs and Mike is over here.
Oh, yeah. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah.
Hey, Bugs, it's good to see you.
Hey, yeah, what'd you want me to do?
Well, we wanted you to talk to, you know, all of our listeners out there, and we have it's a consumer protection series, Bot, and you can help a lot of people out by helping them out by advising them.
Well, first of all, don't ever get in a ring with any guy.
No, I don't mean that.
Oh.
Just read this.
When aspirin has been stored for long periods of time, it begins to decompose. You know, because aspirin is used by so many people, and you know prize fighters always use it. I had a bottle of it in my left hook one time, my first knockout.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's often not considered a drug, but it is, see? And each bottle indicates the specific dosages for various age groups. Pay attention to these instructions, especially when applying for the medication to children.
That's medication?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. Ordinarily, the inscription on the label reads, warning, keep this and all medication out of the reach of children. Now, if the aspirin is a special children's variety, the label should say caution for children under 3 or even smaller groups. Consult a physician, but even for adults who take aspirin for temporary relief or arthritic and, what's that way there?
Rheumatoid.
Rheumatoid pain. The label should advise, if pain persists for more than 10 days, get a new manager.
No, I'm sorry. That's not in there.
Oh, no. I'm thinking about my own. If it persists for more than 10 days or redness is present, consult a physician immediately. Heed these warnings, and they're there for your protection. Want to answer the phone?
Oh, yeah. I'll get it in a second.
And for the protection of you and your family. It's always a pleasure to be here with you, Gene, on the Willard Show. What else can I do?
Why don't you just go on outside and go do your chores, if you would, Bugs, and we'll call you back in a little later.
Always a pleasure to be here. Remember this, if you ever need a bodyguard, let me know, because I know a real good one.
Thank you, Bugs. Well, all right, here we are. I don't know what he said, but it had to be right. Here's Johnny and Joni Mosby, and Just Hold My Hand.
Just hold my hand underneath the table. No. Still so much in love. Just hold my hand underneath the table. Although it's wrong, it's been so long. Just hold my hand. I thought that it was just infatuation. Too late I learned how foolish we have been. We turn to other arms for consolation. Who knew the spark would turn to flame again? Just hold my hand underneath the table. They'll never let us go, and so there is no other way. Though we should part, we're just not able. It's more than just not able. It's more than we can stand, so darling, hold my hand.
There we are, Johnny and Joni Mosby, and Just Hold My Hand under the table. Let's take a look at your hand there, Joni. Pair of deuces. I don't blame you. I'd stick it underneath the table and don't show anybody. That song, when did it come out? 10 years? No, not that long ago. I'm trying to think. Did it say on the album, did he? It doesn't say. Well, anyway, it hasn't been that long. I'd say about the last 5 or 6 years. But anyway, good song. Hold My Hand. Johnny Russell, who had Catfish John, is a big, heavy-set kind of obese, is what the name is. And he's got himself a nice beard, and he hangs up around Fresno, and he just picks songs. He's a very happy guy. Here's Johnny Russell and Chained.
Chain to tie me down, keep my heart sorrow bound. Chains choking me till I can't breathe. Why do you keep these chains on me? Chains, is this the way love has to be? Jealousy, you have put these chains on me. Now I'm a prisoner of your love, bound by obsessions in your mind. Chain, I can't break these chains of fire. Locks these chains on me. Why do you refuse to let me go? Have you lost all faith in me? Chain, is this the way love has to be?
New from Johnny Russell, and he's chained there doing life.
Don't worry, John. I'll get you out in a habeas corpus off.
Attaboy, Leonard. Talk to him there. Cal Smith, who has had a problem here with a record. Not really in real life. I don't know anything about him. But the title of the song is The Lord Knows I'm a Drinking. And whatever it takes to get a hit, right, Cal?
You betcha.
Hello, Mrs. Johnson. You self-righteous woman. Sunday school teacher, what brings you out slumming? Do you reckon the preacher would approve where you are? Standing here visiting with a backsliding Christian in a neighborhood bar. Well, yes, that's my bottle, and yes, that's my glass, and I see your eye falling. This pretty young lass, it ain't none of your business, but yes, she's with me. And we don't need no sermon, you self-righteous woman, just let us be. The Lord knows I'm drinking.
The Lord knows I'm drinking. Self-righteous pity, I don't need your preaching.
And I don't need your pity. So go back to whatever you hypocrites do. And when I talk to heaven, be nice and I'll put in a good word for you. The Lord knows I'm drinking.
Smith and the Lord knows I'm drinking, and here he is, O.B. McCutcheon, and my whole world is falling down.
I get up in the morning, I think I want a drink, but I can't even get water from that old kitchen sink. The dog we both love and raised from a pup tries to bite my hand, Lord, every time I pick him up. I did you wrong. My whole world is falling down. With your tears and my hard work, oh, we build a home to live. I turned my back on you, girl, when you had so much love to give. Now our home is just a house, a place to lay my head. The roof must have a leak, Lord, it's raining in my bed. Since you've been gone, my whole world is falling down. Honey, since you've been gone, I don't get no sleep. Even a part-time job is mighty hard to keep. I miss that evening meal that you used to cook. My clothes just hanging on. Lord, you see the way I look. Baby, please come home. My whole world is falling down. Baby, please come home. My whole world is falling down.
That's O.B. McClinton and My Whole World is Falling Down. Listen, if you're a short-timer and wondering if you can get your old job back once you become a civilian, the answer is yes. You do have re-employment rights, including pay, status, and seniority. I'm going to hurry right along because there are a couple of songs, and if I just keep it tight, I can get them both in for you. Here's one of them, Jerry Wallace, Do You Know What It's Like to Be Lonesome?
Do you know what it's like to be lonesome? Do you know how it feels to be blue? Do you still get a thrill from the dreams we used to share, and the star that we wished upon? Have you noticed it's still there? And if you only knew how I miss you. Miss your lips touching mine so tenderly. If you know what it's like to be lonesome, then darling, please hurry home to me. And if you only knew how I miss you.
miss your lips touching mine so tenderly. Well, if you know what it's like to feel lonesome, then darling, please hurry home to me. Oh, darling, please hurry home to me.
Jerry Wallace, do you know what it's like to be lonesome? Here we go. Tony Douglas, we'll try to get this one in. I believe we can do it. Thank you for touching my life.
Thank you for touching my life. Thank you for making me smile for a while. I'll never forget you till my heart runs out of time. Someday soon you would go. Darling, one thing I want you to know. You touch my heart, my soul, and my mind. And you gave me one look at paradise. In the eyes of the world, now you're gone. But your touch on my heart lingers on. You made me a king for a while, and I thank you for touching my life. Yes, I thank you for touching my life. Thank you for making me smile.
Right there. Tony Douglas, thank you for touching my life. Thank you for listening in here on Gene Price's Country World. We'll do it again tomorrow on Friday. A lot of the new albums and a lot of the old songs that were big million sellers. Have a good day. Hang in there. Thank you for listening. Goodbye. God bless you and above all. Stay loose. See you tomorrow. This is the American Forces Radio and Television Service.